It is time to talk wombats. In the 1980s, they were on the brink of extinction in Queensland, with just 35 believed to be left. But the birth of three northern hairy-nosed wombats has marked a new era for this critically endangered species. Three joeys have been born at a population rehabilitation site in a state forest, the first wild birth since a group was relocated there last year. Dr. Alan Horsup is a co-director of the Wombat Foundation and a retired zoologist who worked in the Queensland Government's Threatened Species Unit for three decades. Alan, why are the births of these three wombats so significant?
Well, they're a sign that, number one, we found the right habitat, which might sound a bit obvious, but it's quite difficult finding suitable habitat for northern hairy-nosed wombats. They have very specific habitat requirements, deep sandy soils, permanent grass cover, and that's crucial because they're a sedentary animal that can't move in search of grass. And then, of course, that we did it properly and we selected the right wombats. So by having three joeys breeding down, you know, visible down there, it's a sign that we've done all the right things and the wombats are happy.
What has happened previously over the decades that caused the near extinction of these northern hairy-nosed wombats, Alan?
Yeah, it's as close as we could have got to losing an entire species, really. We think they got down to about 35 animals in the 1970s. It's mainly competition, we think, was introduced. European animals, cattle and sheep that Europeans brought with them to Australia. Most of the time they can probably coexist, but in droughts, which is a frequent part of the landscape in Western Queensland, Western New South Wales, where these northern hairy-nosed wombats live, a drought comes along and all the food gets eaten and the poor old wombat has nothing left. And they would have been spread up and down fairly thinly anyway. And as these populations dropped, it was like dominoes, really, and they weren't able to recover. And we were just very lucky that one population remained in central Queensland.
Are there any predators that have also been causing problems?
Yeah, in central Queensland, at the original source site for these populations, which is Epping Forest National Park, we had an outbreak, I suppose you could call it, of predation back in about 2001, and we lost nearly 20 of the 100 remaining wombats at that time to a pack of wild dogs or dingoes, and that was a bit of a wake-up call. We realised that, you know, we've got to remove all those threats, and that was when the Queensland Government built a predator fence around the park, and that has been probably the best thing we've done. It just meant that we could concentrate on, you know, recovering these animals without that concern of predation.
Is there, you know, there's still a long way to go, clearly, but has this given a bit of optimism to those who are trying to get the numbers up for these wombats?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. You know, I worked on the species for 33 years, and I think for the first 10 or more, I was totally on my own, really just plugging away and really making little progress and thinking, my God, I'm witnessing the extinction of a species here. So to see this animal come from 65 when I started to come through into the 100, we couldn't believe, 200, and then to establish the second population about 15 years ago, and then this new one at Power Runner State Forest in southwest Queensland 2 years ago, and do two translocations over the last 2 years and have breeding, it's just unbelievable, really, to go down there and see wombat footprints on new soil, you know, and new country. It's a wonderful thing. It's wonderful for our traditional partners, the Gungari people who occupy that land too, to have one of their totem animals back there. So.
And do they leave behind the trademark cube-shaped droppings that other wombats do?
They do, yeah. I think I have to defer to what we call the bare-nosed wombat. That's the common wombat down southern New South Wales and Queensland, Victoria. They have more perfect cubes that they're able to actually stack into three or four. Our guys go maybe one or two. But, yeah, and it's all about marking the entrance to your burrow and your territory and finding your way home in the dark, basically.
Well, this is a good news story. As you're saying, a long way to go, but at least some good progress there.